sports fans, you're now tuning in to Chicks in the Sports, the hottest sports show in the A. This is your girl, Yukiri Thomas.
And Tar Van Dam.
The game will never be the same. Game on.
Game on indeed. Welcome, welcome. You're tuning into Chicks in the Sports. My name is Tara Van Dam. And of course, I'm joined by my favorite Atlanta sports fan.
Yes, it would be me, Yukiri Thomas, self-proclaimed sportsnista. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and of course, our dear Ulrich Johnson. I'm sure he's on his way, but I don't know. He's having a nap in his car or something.
Ulrich, he'll be here. He'll be here.
And don't forget to call us anytime during the show, sharing your thoughts, your stories, anything sports related. 404-603-8770. And tweet us. Chicks into Sports.
CN number 2 sports.
That would be the hashtag.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tag us.
Now, I wanted to share a funny story that's not at all sports related, but I have to wait until Ulrich gets here because he is an integral participant in the story.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we should just get going into our sports news, and we'll jump back to my silly story.
To what's going on. Okay. Well, we definitely have to say, you know, last week, since I messed that up so terribly bad, you know, World Series, the Royals win the World Series. Yay!
Yep.
I know he has something to say, because guess what? This is the first time in, what, 30 years since 1985.
Yes.
He's here.
I'm your conscience.
Thank you.
And also,
yes,
Empire was on this week.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, and it's crazy because last week, Empire was like held for hostage because the World Series was going on.
There was a lot of people that were really kind of scared, and I think a lot of people watched the World Series because they watched it Sunday to see if the Royals would win. If the Royals didn't win, then there was a possibility that Empire would not come on during the week.
Shouts out Taraji, Terrence, yay!
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, you know, again, we'll have to talk off air about that because my show is power. But moving right along,
I've never actually watched it, so maybe I'll have to give it a go. I'm looking for a new series to indulge in. So
it's an interesting one. It is somewhat of an interesting one for me.
To be honest, the first season really captured my attention. And then Power came back on, and that really overtook my attention. And then when Empire came on, the first two episodes, it just kind of lost me. I just kind of
blah.
Yeah, I just kind of dissipated away into the darkness. But again, a lot of people like it. It's still a good show. It's just not the show that I want to watch every single week, you know?
So fair enough. Okay. There's so much out there, though. So people are like shows that have to compete for my time.
I know. It is. It's a lot. Like Scandal and everything else in between. And I've never been a Scandal fan.
You never watched Scandal?
No. I'm more of a How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, I've heard about that show. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't watched that either.
Oh, my gosh.
How to Get Away with Murder is literally mind-blowing.
That's what they say. I know. Really? Do it again.
It's literally mind-blowing.
Wow, amazing. Again, those are shows we should be checking out, and maybe one day we'll sit down and do a rundown of the shows that we like. Chicks in the sports style. Sounds good.
I mean, that is a topic I really enjoy.
Oh,
anything to do with TV, I really enjoy that conversation.
Of course. Now, I guess also we want to talk about the WNBA news. President L'Oreal Richie.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. L'Oreal Richie, she's stepping down from WNBA. Interesting fact about this young lady. Richie became the first African-American female president of the National Sports League, which was so historic. And she's only done it for, I guess, 5 years. And she decided Wednesday that she would like to pursue other opportunities that include being an advocate for girls and young women. I think that's a really big step out. You know, that's amazing, though.
I have to just pipe in here a little bit.
Go ahead.
I don't know if this is just me being extra cynical.
Oh, go ahead. Be extra.
That very vague line to pursue other opportunities that include being an advocate for girls and young women, that to me immediately made me think she was asked to step down and she just
really
filling a line. She was asked to step down. Yes, she made the decision to. She wasn't forced to. But that almost sounds like just the kind of line that you say when you actually don't have a plan B.
Tara, you know? Tara, this is your conscience. And I do have to say that, I mean, just flat out, and I didn't think of it that way.
I know.
Because we hear that all the time, but that statement was...
Epic, right? Mind blowing. But, you know, again, I never thought about it that way. Anything is possible because it seems like they never, anyone that's in the lead never tells, oh, I'm stepping down because wonk, wonk, wonk.
We'll never know.
I know. So that's very interesting.
I mean, that's, I guess, is the respectful nature of.
Or kind of keeping house business to how, I mean, because let's be frank. I mean, and I think we as men kind of point the finger at you ladies and say, you guys are catty. But in all honesty, I think that's a good idea to just say, you know what, I'm going to be an advocate for all these little girls in school. That might not necessarily be the case, but she's protecting the brand or protecting what's in house.
She said it now, so now we're going to have to keep an eye on her and see what in which direction she does pursue this, because you can't put that out there and not do it in some small shape or form.
Yeah,
that works. You know, either way, I still think she's done a great job, and, you know, we'll support her from afar, you know? Good job, L'Oreal. We'll be watching
Laurel
you.
Laurel Richie.
We'll be watching. Also, I want to talk about Hawks news. Do you feel like talking about the Hawks, ATL Hawks?
Well, they have been winning.
Right?
Lost game one. After game one, people really were just kind of on the fence about the Hawks. Like,
oh, no. We suck again.
Like, seriously. Like, I really was just like, come on, guys. It's not that bad. But please do continue.
Yes, but you know, and the thing is, they on Wednesday night, you know, Al Horford scored 21 points. Dennis Schroeder added 20. And Atlanta Hawks won their fifth straight game.
That's awesome.
You know, 101.
That is good.
86.
That is really
over Joe Johnson, our former Hawks player.
Supposedly.
You know, Mr. Big Stuff, who's representing the Nets. But that's okay. BK, we doing good without Joe, sad to say, but it is what it is, right?
Oh, of course.
You know?
Of course. It's better off that way.
Yes. Again, when that first happened, I was kind of shocked, though. It was like, oh, no, what are we going to do? Because do you remember how big Joe's contract was?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
it was sick.
Here's the problem with Atlanta sports before last year. Not so much Atlanta sports, but the Atlanta Hawks. They wanted to pay big money, and they wanted to lock down a big name. Mm-hmm. Joe Johnson had a big name from where he was coming from, but that was because he was a number two guy. He wasn't the head guy, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Put like this. They were looking for LeBron, but they ended up getting
what? Be nice.
They got the fake cornflakes.
Oh, wow. You know. Oh.
Yeah, they didn't get the original.
Not
so,
quite crunchy when the milk hits it.
There you go. Joe Johnson just couldn't really finish it in the end.
Bad one.
I know, right?
Yeah. Bad.
I know.
Sorry, Joe Johnson.
Yeah, oh well.
Chicks in the Sports would still love to interview you.
That's true. Thank you.
Come and defend yourself,
Shots out. Yes, we will be here looking for Joe. Holler at us. Call us. Tweet us. Tag us. We want to hear your version of what went down. Now, again, we had to talk about, since we're talking about NBA news, let's talk about LeBron James, who becomes the youngest, you know, in the NBA to score, what, 25,000?
I mean, are we surprised? No, of course not.
He's a physical specimen.
Exactly. I mean, if he's not going to do it, then... Who is?
And you know, and I guess there's a reason why they call him King for a reason, huh?
Like, I mean, he's the best. He is the best right now. But Steph Curry is on his way to the top.
Up, right?
He is on his way to the top.
Okay.
I like that guy.
You like Steph?
I like that guy.
I like Riley.
I like, but I mean, that's a good thing though. To show everybody, I think, a different narrative. Of course, in our culture, you know, it's not necessarily always a prevalent thing to see a man with his children in some cases.
And being so affectionate.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, because he's in a house full of women. Let's be frank.
Yeah,
He really is.
Yeah.
He has two daughters. I know, right? It's so cool. Aww.
It's every man's dream to be in a house full of women.
Technically, yes. Technically, yes.
But if your own loins, that could be another situation.
Yeah, whole, totally different situation.
You know.
But mind blowing.
Explosive.
Now, I guess, Tara, you have a story for us, don't you?
I do. I got a couple of fun ones today. So remember last week I was telling the story of, this is actually not fun. This is sad. So strike that.
This is a sad story?
It's a sad story, but it's worth a follow-up. Last week I told the story of how the evil Knievel of big wave surfing, Alec Cool Cook, disappeared.
Right, and I assumed that the shark ate him, right?
He's a big wave surfer. Mm-hmm. He parked his car, you know, was going to go surfing, obviously.
Devastating.
And police found his car with his keys and his dog still inside. On the same day, his girlfriend had reported him missing, and he's 59 years old. Well, Coast Guard has suspended the search.
Oh no!
They suspended it on Tuesday, so they pretty much searched for a week, and they've just determined that he's drowned or whatnot.
Right.
His board did wash up. One of his friends found his board, but the poor guy is gone. So, I mean, one can only assume he went big wave surfing.
Oh, no.
I mean, you don't really know what happened. These guys are insanely experienced, fit, strong. They know what they're doing. And wow. He's been doing it for his whole life. But what
does that, happen often? Well, I wouldn't say often, but from your standpoint?
No, you don't often hear stories. I mean, yes, it happens. Yeah. Of course, people hit their heads on rocks or drown or whatnot, but it's very infrequent. I probably hear a story of a surfer dying maybe 3 times a year.
Mm.
And I'm not talking sharks. I'm not talking sharks. Yeah. Like, I'm talking like disappearing or drowning, hitting their head, that kind of thing.
But, you know, in my ignorant mindset, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, if they're surfers, they have to be like the best swimmers in the whole wide world. So
what happened?
Yeah. You know, like, how did that occur?
I mean, we are talking 25 to 30 foot waves here. So it's a different kind
waves,
of situation.
Currents. It's just not you being in a pool where everything's calm.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, so
can really get chippy out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, the water's incredibly deep with that size wave break. So he's not going to be hitting his head on a rock. So you can, I feel like I can rule that one out of the equation. Being held under for an extraordinary long time. I mean, these guys train. They can hold their breath far longer than we can. They know exactly what to do when the wave the size of a 30-story building lands on top of them. They know what to do.
The impact alone should be.
Now, to make light of this situation, Tara did kind of point out some good things. And I'm your conscience, of course. And I've been watching. Your conscience has been watching a lot of murder mysteries.
Oh, gosh.
And disappearing mysteries. And
I'm
just saying.
Sure, there's a music bed we could be playing while we're talking about murder mysteries.
And I'm just saying, you know. you guys have too much fun with these sound effects.
Yeah. Sorry, keep going.
But it could be a sense of, you know, he could have possibly just kind of took a trip. You know, if you're 54 and you got a girlfriend, it's 9 times out of 10 you possibly have another one. So he possibly could have paid them to,
yes,
like,
end
the search.
Yes, you've been watching too much TV.
I'm just saying, if that's the case.
Maybe he just wanted to disappear.
Mind blowing.
Yes.
But he left his dog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't
leave
your
dogs in the car. That's not cool.
Yeah, you don't leave your. That's frightening because another bigger animal could possibly take it and eat it. Not just that's not a good thing.
Yeah,
the dog, he was sitting in the car,
waiting
for his owner to come back from his surf.
And he probably breaks my heart. How long he was waiting?
I know, but the dog, from what the story says, dog's fine, living with the girlfriend. I'm assuming, getting lots of love. This is all an assumption,
right? Murder mystery. Is she really with the dog grieving?
I'm just saying that could also
she
be good.
Pushed
that's
him
a
off
good,
a cliff.
Good point. Mind blowing.
Oh, it never ends.
Never a dull
ends.
Moment in chicks into sports.
I know. And you know, I was so waiting to diverge into my. You know, it's hard. You know, I just. So many thoughts are running through my mind with UGA and the Falcons right now. Can I get the mind-blowing sound effect one more time?
Oh, thank
good,
you.
Good. You're good
enough. That feels a little bit better. Because, you know, I don't know if things could even get any worse for the Georgia Dawgs, my man. I mean, like, what is going on? I mean, coming off of Saturday's embarrassing, embarrassing loss to what? Them doggone Gators?
Yeah, well, they are reeling. They have a brand new coach, a brand new system. They're 7-1 right now. They're looking to take on the SEC East. I mean, I expected that, to be honest. I apologize.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Well, all I can say is conscience and terror. I will forever be a Georgia fan. I feel like, you know, even with the Falcons, I feel like a jilted lover, but yet I'm always there. It's like, you know, they can cheat on me. They can leave me. They can have their girlfriends. No matter what, I will be there. And see, what happened to me while I was out and about, I went to quit trip, you know, just to get my morning coffee, and everything's all nice and settled. I had on my little hoodie, you know, my Georgia hoodie. And this guy came up to me and was like, oh, I'm sure it took a lot for you to put that on this morning.
Oh,
my gosh. And then everyone started surrounding me. I was like, is this a hidden camera? I know, right?
Slightly embarrassing.
I know. It was like a hidden camera. Everybody started surrounding me. And then one guy was like, oh, Margaret, I mean, he's really a good guy.
They're going to get rid of him very soon. They're going to get rid of him very soon. Here's the thing. Georgia, the city of Athens, they have been extremely patient with Coach Mark Richt. And simply because of the fact that he is a very good guy
is the only reason why he's still there. Well, but you know what? I did think about what you're saying, because I'm thinking about the SEC championship where we lost our most prominent games that we should have won from Alabama, Tennessee, and Florida. We lost those games. Mm-hmm. Which
you really
means
did.
We're not in the running anymore, right? Isn't that how it goes?
You guys are mathematically out of the runnings for the college football championship. Mm-hmm. Right now, Georgia would have to win every single game left on the schedule in order to be bowl eligible. So this is a situation where Georgia might not even be able to make a bowl game, which is extremely unlikely. Well, that's a big thing, because you got to think, at the beginning of the year, they're ranked in the top 10.
You know, and see, here's the thing about it. I honestly think and believe, you know, I still have hope. We might, what if we win all those games? You're trying to say they're not going to keep them if we win? Okay.
No way. Nothing's
impossible.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Everybody, put it like this. Everybody from the top in the top 25 would have to lose two more games in order for Georgia would even.
That adds a whole different dynamic here.
You guys,
it's a little less likely now. So not impossible, but less likely.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think because we have had such an awesome time, we have a caller on the line. And I believe it may be, what, our special in-studio guest calling in?
Not anymore. Doesn't seem like it.
Oh, no. So
I think they hung up.
We lost our guest. If you're still listening, call us back. We'd love to hear from you. The number, 404-603-8770. Stay with us. We're going to a break.
Yes. Breakout.
Would you like to win four free nights at a Choice Hotel in the Carolinas? Visit the 1100 AM station app and look for the Choice Hotels of the Carolinas for your chance to scratch and win.
Zillow Real Estate Tips. Discover thousands of homes for sale and rent on Zillow.com or on our mobile and tablet apps. Zillow, find your way home.
Does it make more sense to buy a home or to rent? Nationwide, if you're going to be in a home for more than 2 years, you should consider buying it. But there are huge regional differences. In places like Miami or Detroit, you break even in less than a year. New York City takes much longer.
Zillow Real Estate Tips, brought to you by Zillow.
You've walked through 18 open houses, your feet hurt, and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing, but then you hear it. The sound of hope, of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a 3-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
Do you have money tied up in idle assets that are just taking up space on your property? Trade them for full value at myequitrade.com. Sell your used car, boat, motorcycle, real estate, even household items, and receive payment in barter credits into a personal bank account for purchasing other items you need. It's easy and it's fun. Buy what you need by spending what you have. Learn more today at myequitrade.com. That's myequitrade.com.
Would you like to win 4 free nights at a Choice Hotel in the Carolinas? Visit the 1100 AM station app and look for the Choice Hotels of the Carolinas for your chance to scratch and win.
Finally, we get to put away our rain gear today, guys. It's going to be cloudy, though. There will be some areas of morning fog, so be careful on your way to work. The highs will be in the mid-70s and lows around about 60 degrees. I am Star Scott, and don't you forget that whatever the weather, always bring your own sunshine. You are listening to WWWE 1100 AM with today's weather.
Oh, it's such a good song. It makes me smile with my insides.
Oh, my God.
I like
God.
It. It sounds good.
It's a good song. It's an old song, but it's a goodie.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, again, that you, I never thought of that song. It sounds pretty hip and pretty cool. I have to listen to it when I get off air.
It's called Angel.
Angel.
By Flipside.
Ooh, love it, love it, love it. Now, we do have a person that I need to go ahead
special
and intro,
guest.
A special guest. She's a native Baltimorean, born and raised in poverty. This young lady created Gabrielle's Place out of a genuine desire to change impoverished communities. Because of her personal journey and dream to help build up and restore strong families with socioeconomic disadvantages, she has been blessed to see her dream come to life and has been fortunate to be able to impact the lives of others, all while partnering with some of the most passionate, driven philanthropists on the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Donyetta Glover to Chips and the Sports. Yay!
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. You know
Thanks
what?
Thanks for joining us.
I know. We're so excited to have you on with us. Now, I definitely want to dive on in today and ask you, like, how did you come up with the name Gabrielle's Place?
Gabrielle's Place is named after my daughter. And it is a tribute to my love and respect for her. It is a legacy that will be left for both my daughters to share and grow from.
Amazing, amazing. Now, how many families have you served, I guess, year to date?
We've passed the 200 mark.
Ooh, amazing.
And we are... We're currently expanding. We're in the process of opening a community center in December here in College Park, Georgia. So right now we are in full fundraiser mode to make that happen.
Now, you say fundraiser. Explain to the listeners about this fundraiser. It's happening tomorrow, right?
It's actually the 8th. The drawing for the fundraiser is the 8th. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to fundraise until we have met our goal. Mm-hmm. But for this particular fundraiser, we are doing a 3-day, 2-night to Vegas is the first prize. And the second prize is a $250 Visa gift card. Mm-hmm. And those tickets were $20. You can purchase online all the way up until the 8th. And those proceeds go directly to help open a community center.
Awesome. Now, I guess, what is the qualifications for, like, the Gabrielle's Place when we have displaced families or, you know, people that has fallen hard times? What
do a person have to do to qualify to go to Gabrielle's place or get assistance from your organization?
Well, in order to receive assistance from Gabrielle's place, you have to be in a position that you are helping yourself. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to change the lives of families affected by poverty through personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. So we actually require the family to be active in helping themselves. We're not just an organization that does handouts. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just say, hey, you know, I'm homeless or my rent's due, can you help me?
Right.
And you come get service and then you just walk away.
Right.
Our goal is to develop a relationship with the family, mm-hmm. to be able to help them help themselves,
amazing.
So that they don't become handicapped on a system or a program.
Right. Now, typically, I guess, I know we spoke before about this. Is it a situation where they have to get, like, training or, you know, some form of education to continue with assistance? Is that how it goes? Or?
Well, in order to, this is an overview of an experience that someone would have,
okay.
With Gabrielle's place.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone calls and they are in need of assistance, you may have a mother. If she's not in school, one of our requirements, the first requirement of our program, is that you return to school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our solution in a nutshell. If the family needs counseling, first, any alcohol, drug, or substance abuse, that has to be addressed first.
Mm-hmm.
We then make sure that the family has shelter. They would have to go through health and wellness classes, personal development. We teach the families about nutrition, social skills training, resume building, financial management. Like I stated, each family would have to return. Mother would have to return back to school for a trade, college, or GED. When they go through these steps, we provide support services for the family so that the mother can be successful as well as the children. And with this system, we've had a 90% success rate of the mother that was once homeless to become a college or trade school graduate.
That is amazing. You say 90% success. That is pretty doggone
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, we're about 90% right now.
Awesome.
I have a question for you. My name's Tara. I'm your Kiri's co-host.
Hi.
So obviously, you know, you have these women, these mothers coming through your programs, 90% success rate. What is the kind of follow-up that you go? I mean, do they have to keep in touch with you? Do you check in with them on a regular basis, et cetera? That kind
It's actually I speak with them. We set a family will sit down. We'll create the regimen that works for this family. I typically talk to them almost every day.
Wow, that's
because I have
incredible.
Such a large caseload, so my phone is always going. We keep communication open. We set we do a lot of realistic goal setting, a lot of follow-up. There's a lot of accountability for the mother in order for her to reach her goals. And we provide support services to make those happen.
Amazing. You're doing an amazing job.
Yeah, and you must really come across the most inspiring people and stories.
I know.
Every day.
Now, I guess a question for you is, do you have a memorable success story that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
I do. I don't like to say I have favorites, but, you know, you have the ones that stick out.
Mm-hmm.
And she just recently graduated college this year, and her name is, her name I won't say.
Okay.
But she's a recent college graduate, and she earned her AA in
education. It's a early childhood education. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure I said it right. So she now has an AA degree in early childhood education. And when we initially met, we met in a parking lot, and she was working, I guess, for a retail store. She's working for a retail store. And we began to talk, and I found out that she was in need of some things, and we were able to get her into her own apartment. And, you know, I watched her go through school and meet the challenges and, you know, come out pretty good. Now she just graduated, and she's about to open up her own child care center. And I'm really excited for her for that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's such an awesome story. Now, Diana, please tell the listeners, how can people get involved and how can we find you?
You can find us online at gabriellesplace.org. Mm-hmm.
Gabriellesplace.org.
Our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media will be Gabrielle's Place.
Okay.
And locally, you can reach us at 678-832-3452. And then for if you're calling out of state or our toll-free number, you can reach us at, give me 1 second, 1-888-666-7275.
Okay, and repeat that one more time, that 800 number. That's
1-888-866-7275.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Ms. Dunyetta, for sharing Gabrielle's Place with us. This has been an awesome, awesome, awesome interview with you, and we're just so, so super proud in supporting you in your organization.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the support.
One quick question before you leave. Some little birdie told me that you were a Steelers fan.
I am a Steelers fan.
So, quick question. What are any predictions for the next games? I guess they're playing the Raiders. What's your prediction?
We're going to win.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
We're going to win.
Awesome, awesome.
Unwavering loyalty, of course.
Thanks again, Diana.
Okay, thanks so much, ladies. I'll be listening. Have a great week.
You
have
too.
Have a good weekend. Bye. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Diana Glover. Cool. Love her.
That number again, in case you want to get in touch, 1-888-866-7275. I believe we've got another caller on the line. Who are we speaking to?
This is Ulrich Johnson.
I'm
calling in. How you guys doing? Miss you guys too. I said, let me just call in the last half of the show and so I can make it. I've been listening though.
You guys have been awesome. You know, we were like, "Where's our co-host? Where's Ulrich?" I said, "He's coming." But we, you know, I wanted to wait till you get here because I wanted to discuss too. Terry Bradshaw. Interesting comment. Did you hear about what Terry Bradshaw said about Matty Ice?
I thought that was a rumor. I didn't even want to believe that.
No, buddy.
We don't work in rumors here at Chicks into Sports.
You know, and here's the thing, listeners, if anyone didn't know, during Sunday's NFL Fox Studio show, Terry Bradshaw said Ryan needs to go to quarterback camp to work on his fundamentals. And again, you know, I sat there and was like, oh, my God, shots fired, pow. But, you know, if you really think about it, and again, we just finished talking about UGA and, you know, my love and passion and how I've gotten beat down by the fans who love UGA and telling me, you know, really, you wearing UGA gear right now? You have the audacity.
Again.
You know? Yes. And for everyone that's listening. What shoes to have on Tara? Hmm?
Yep. She's got
yes,
she's and I'm going to wear them. So cute.
So, but the thing is,
but she's again, keeping her branding a little lower down.
I know,
though,
on her feet. Because I was telling everyone I got attacked in Quick Trip. Everyone was coming up to me. I mean, I was just wanting to get my coffee, and all of a sudden, people started surrounding me. I'm like, "What is going on?" And
by the way, imagine if you were a USC Trojan fan.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! They're probably taking off your feet.
I know, like just. Tear me to shreds. It's I don't crazy. Understand. I just didn't understand. But, you know, back to Matt Ryan, like I was saying, I felt like a jilted lover because I'm down for my Atlanta teams no matter what. Yeah. I'm that right to die chick. They cheat on me. I'm still there. They lose games. Right. I'm still there. They have traits. I'm still here.
He handled it really well.
He did.
His response was...
Say it.
He said, you know, that's what happens when you don't perform at the highest level. There's criticism.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that, but you can't let that kind of thing affect you.
Mm.
Oh, that was quite
It is. And even
composed response.
It was. Dan Quinn came out and said, you know, the team doesn't agree with him. And that's all he had to say.
I actually did some research just recently, and I just I saw somebody that actually made a statement to what Terry Bradshaw said. Actually, if you guys just listen, I think he kind of agreed with Terry Bradshaw on that. He actually is a source close to the Falcons, actually.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he and I don't know. It's really a bad. It's bad coming from their locker room. But this is basically what the guy said.
Oh no, we suck again.
Really?
That's just terrible.
But see,
it's just terrible.
It's crazy. And I'm just going to put it out there. I'm looking at stats. I'm thinking about Matt Ryan compared to other quarterbacks in the league. And I just want to throw it to you and Conscience, you know. I think that should be our Twitter question of the day. Where do we rank Matt Ryan? You know, I'm looking at Tom Brady. I'm looking at Peyton Manning. I'm looking at Eli Manning. Ben Roethlisberger, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton. Where do we rank?
Oric, you first on this one.
I know. Go ahead.
Well,
rate it out.
I think. I think overall, you know, he's somewhere. You know, when I say overall, I'm talking about his career.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's. You know, I think he's somewhere. And even this year, in my opinion, he's somewhere right between 10 and 15. I don't know what specific number, but I think he's definitely when he's performing at his full potential. I would say. You know, he's somewhere in between, you know, 8, 9, or 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's anywhere before that. But, you know, when he's not doing so well, you know, you can put him around 14 to 15. So that's why I say between, you know, 10 and 15, even this season, somewhere between there. If we want to get specific, I can get specific, but, you know, we'd have to run all the quarterbacks down, so we don't want to do that. But, yeah, but, you know, and one of the key things that I just said, it's according to his body of work and if he's playing up to his full potential. Most of the times when you are a quarterback that has shown, or any type of player that has shown your potential at some point in time, you're going to get judged by that, your highest level of performance. And so Matt Ice is a very on paper, typical quarterback that you want as a first rounder, which he was. You know, you want that guy. He has all the intangibles.
Totally,
you know what I mean?
Agree.
That you really want. Say it again.
Totally agree. I'm looking at
he has everything.
Right now through 8 games this season, 209 completions out of 312 attempts. So I mean, right there alone tells you that he's making, you know, he's getting completions 67%. As far as completion rating, 2,399 yards halfway through the season. So he could look at another 5,000-yard season. 299 yards per game. He averages – he has 2 300-plus yard games this season so far, 11 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still – like I would rank him around the same area. I'd rank him a little bit higher. I'd actually say around top 10 still.
Top 10, okay.
It's just the.
I wanted to say top 10.
Well, I'm your conscience. I'm your conscience, Oric.
Yeah,
I have to say what
you are the conscience. I wanted to say top 10, but I do, you know, I think it could be. I don't rank him any higher than 10 just because if they were still undefeated, I would definitely give him a 7. But you know, because they're not, and he's going to take the blame. Yeah, he's going to take, and I think those seven interceptions that you mentioned is why I wouldn't put him in the top 10.
No one wants to be worried. As far as Falcons fans, they don't want to worry whether or not they get to the red zone and they fumble. It's the small, it's the little mistakes that gives Matt Ryan so much scrutiny, and that's why Terry Bradshaw said what he said.
But you know, I just you know, I love to play. You know, devil's advocate. You know, that's my.
Is he like your friend or something?
You
like
know,
that?
I don't know the devil. You guys I'm not know each other. The devil, thank you very much. Team okay. JC, baby. Team JC. Jesus Christ. Yes, I am. But no, the thing is, I you know, I get so much hate surrounded by Cam Newton, and I just want to wonder why. Why is it because Cam has been winning games? I mean, why does everyone?
Cam's
hate
relatable. Cam is, no, seriously.
Wait. Well, you said you get so much hate
about Cam.
About yes. Like people who hate on Cam Newton,
Atlanta,
right?
Atlanta, because he is an Atlanta native, and it's a lot
right,
of
I
people
know.
That just disapprove, disagree.
Because they want him.
And that's my point.
I think a lot of Atlanta fans want him, but exactly. A lot of people will pick Cam Newton over Matt Ryan, which is so not the case, mm-hmm. which they shouldn't do. Here's the thing. Cam Newton is relatable. He's 25, 26, 27 years old. He's a young guy. He dances a lot. He hangs around a lot of the
right,
younger crowds.
Does dance a lot.
So, you know, that's with that, it's just more so like he's relatable. Matt Ryan, he's almost 30. He has a family. Cam Newton's young, single, and happy.
And Matt Ryan's demeanor is like, freaking 10 older than what he is. He came in the league at 22, acting like he was 32. So,
right.
You know, I totally agree with your conscience on that. But let me say this.
Say
that's an interesting topic of if you had, and I agree with your conscience too. They want him.
They
honestly,
do.
This team, this they do. And it's not just because he's winning this year. It's because, even when he's losing, they want him because, first of all, that team hasn't put anything around him, and he still seems to find ways to win. I'm a person to say I can't. Let me just say this, but I would never say anything bad about Cam Newton because I saw Cam Newton in college,
mm-hmm.
and before the draft,
I
was
high
like
school.
Smiling ear to ear as just a football fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smiling ear to ear. I'm like,
wow,
this dude is going to mm-hmm. take this the NFL by storm. He's going to be around for a long time. He has the smile. He has the swagger. He has all the intangibles on paper that you would want, like I was talking about Matt Ryan, but
yes.
even better because he's a great athlete. You know, he has everything, and he has a great attitude. So he has one of those things in that it factor that you can't really understand, that thing that players around him want to play for him. They want to have him succeed, make him succeed. It's a Tom Brady effect. I'm just telling you straight up.
Interesting.
I know you hate me talking about the Patriots, but
yes,
I was talking about this. Yeah, it's true. Like, people like him. His teammates like him. His organization like him. And you can tell.
Like
everywhere he goes, it's like a magnet. We want to help you win. We want to help you be successful. And so he has that thing, and it goes back to being relatable. He has that it factor in Atlanta. He's from here. They would love and eat him up here. I'm glad he's not here because he would be so distracted, okay?
He would.
It wouldn't be good.
But, and see, that's all I just need clarification because on Facebook, Atlanta sports groups, oh, my gosh, they just tear poor Cam to shreds, and I'm just sitting here like, dude, I mean, really?
He's a big boy. He can take it.
I know. But the thing is,
yeah,
I just wanted to know why was there so much hate spring around ATL for Cam Newton. So thank you for clarifying.
They want him.
They do.
I think he might play here. If he doesn't stay his whole career there, and we're talking about 10 years from now, at some point toward the end of his career, he might just want to play his last year here just because. But, you know, we're talking about when, you know, some of us will have some more cavities and root canals by then.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole other story for another day.
Matt Ryan is a great quarterback. Community, whoever is listening, should support Matt Ryan. He really is a good quarterback. And they're going to have a terrific season this year.
I still believe. And we definitely, you know what? Do we have the OMG SMH moment? I believe. Didn't we shoot that to Ork? Do you have that ready for us? Because we are about to go to break. Do you have it ready?
You going to go to break and come back for it?
Yes,
no?
Yes.
Come right now.
We're going to go to break.
Okay.
You got it? You got us? You're holding us down?
I'm going to hold you down as best I can. I got something for you.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. So coming up after the break, we got the OMG SMH moments. Also, I definitely want to tell Oric and all the listeners, and of course, Tara, about the girl power, the superhero woman. I don't want to get into it right now, but I'll tell you in a few. So don't forget to call us with your thoughts, 404-603-877-L. Get your tweets in right now. Chits in the Sports. Let's go.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
If you love it, your favorite music,
news,
talk,
sports,
and you want to hear it,
it's in the palm of your hand.
iHeartRadio.
Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
SMH OMG moments up next.
Hashtag Chits in the Sports tags your best.
Yay!
All right. It's your boy, Oric Johnson. The male perspective of this show. And, of course, I'm going to talk about some male things. It's NFL season. We got to go into that. We got to stick with it. Listen, the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals, whom Yakiri asked me a couple of weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, when the Saints were still undefeated, and I know she wanted me to say who was going to be the, she asked the question, who's going to be the last undefeated team? Who do you think is the best undefeated team? And she thought I was going to say the Falcons. I could not say it because my core as a football analyst could not say that because I knew this was probably going to happen. We're going to lose a couple of games. But I said the Cincinnati Bengals is one of those teams. And as of last night, they are 8-0. Yes, they played the sorry Browns. We know that. And the dog pound has nothing going on. And the people who they played don't have the best schedule in the world. But the Cincinnati Bengals, along with the Denver Broncos, are still undefeated. And this is the first time, oh my God, the Cincinnati Bengals has ever been 8-0 in their whole franchise. They've never been 8-0. And there's only been two times that a team that has gone 8-0 has not made the playoffs and won a playoff game, and half of the time have made it to the Super Bowl. So the Cincinnati Bengals is my OMG for this week and this season.
Oric, is your conscience, of course. I have to say one thing. That right there, I really didn't know any of that. That was mind blowing. Strictly mind blowing. That was mind blowing.
It's true.
It is.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals.
No, it is. So did you?
It's not. They're not. They've been the laughing stock of the league very numerous times. Not just recently. Even when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was bad. So they're there.
Okay.
And so I got to say that. Now I'm shaking my head. It's kind of unorthodox. You probably wouldn't think I would say this.
Oh, gosh,
what type of game this was? But no, it's not what you think. It's okay. Actually. The New Orleans Saints, which of course is, you know, Yukari's favorite team. The New Orleans Saints and the New York Giants played a game this past week, and Eli Manning and Drew Brees threw for 13 touchdown passes in one game. This is a game that the defense, I don't even know that I'm a defensive fan. There was no defense on the field. They just scored touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. If you love offense, you love touchdown passes, it was great. But it was just not a good game for the league. I was shaking my head the whole time. The end of the score ended up being 52-49 in an NFL football game, which didn't break any records, came close. But we just don't see that too often, so that's my shaking my head of the week. They need to get Jason Pierre-Paul on that field for the New York Giants because their defensive line sucks. And their whole defense is struggling. And I don't like the Giants anyway, and I don't like Eli Manning anyway.
Oh, my
thank
gosh.
God, you know. There you go. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm candid
no,
today.
No, no, no.
Amazing. Oh, SMH. OMG. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, or, you know, Tara has a story about your girl. She has
your girl.
Your girl, your girl.
My girl.
She turned into
Serena.
A... see,
Serena.
He already
knows. She,
does, yeah. She turned into a mega superhero.
Yeah, she did. I don't know if you heard this story, but so she was having lunch with some friends. She said she had her cell phone on the chair next to her. There was kind of a dude hanging around. Mm-hmm. She felt a little like this guy was a bit suspicious. He was hanging around just a little too long. Mm-hmm. Next thing she looked and her phone was gone. The guy was kind of walking down the road. And instead of just playing the, oh, woeful victim, she jumped up, charged behind him. The guy started running, but she was faster. She caught up with him. She confronted him. And he initially claimed that he had taken it by mistake.
Right.
But she got her phone back. And she said when she got back to the restaurant, everyone like stood up and
cheered
her.
Oh, super.
And she said, I was proud. I just showed every man in there I can stand up to my bullies and other men. It was a win for the ladies.
Yay. But you know, to be in all honesty, Serena is not your average chick. She's not a small lady.
No. That's like Supergirl.
I know, right?
You don't want to. She posted a picture of herself on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot of herself in a Supergirl outfit.
Yes. Superhero.
She said she felt like a superhero.
I believe it. Because I would have not ran after a dude that took my cell phone. I'm sorry.
But I have another story about our other favorite girl on the show.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You know who it is.
You know who that is.
Dear Rhonda. This is
Lord.
An interesting piece of information, we'll call it.
Okay.
So obviously we know that she does certain things before her games, like matches. Yep. Last week.
Oh yeah, we heard about that. Yeah.
But she has quite a strict diet, as I'm sure every athlete does. But her dietitian, a guy named Mike Dolce, spoke to an Australian website called Sportle and said, and listed what her top 10 foods are that she'll eat to get in shape before an upcoming fight. Pretty simple and pretty like. I mean, expected in a way. Things like chia seeds, coconut oil, free-range chicken, spinach, black coffee, blueberries, beetroot, quinoa, and water. The one interesting one that was in there was hemp seeds.
Oh. Hemp seeds. Now, what is that marijuana affiliated type situation?
Yeah. A little bit in that arena.
Okay.
But it's perfectly legal in the U.S. So.
Okay. So, wait a second. Ronda Rousey. Who we're speaking about, right?
Yes. Speaking about Ronda Rousey.
So she likes to eat clean.
Clean.
She likes hemp seeds. I'm not going to say marijuana, but she likes hemp seeds. Mm. And she likes to get it in.
Yeah.
Marijuana seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's, now we learning.
How can I be a part of her, her workout team?
Hemp seeds and getting it in.
I'm just trying to find out different,
PG,
you know.
PG.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Goodness. You guys are
insane. Wow.
Well, you know what? We do have birthdays today that's coming up. Lamar Odom. He's been on topic and in rotation all week for several weeks, and he'll be turning 35 today. Also, rest in peace to Pat Tillman. People that knew him, he was former NFL player for the Arizona Cardinals who quit football to join the U.S. Army and was tragically killed. So he would have celebrated his birthday today as well.
Yeah. I've got a couple today in sport as well, not
please
birthdays
do.
Or deaths, but in 1869, the first intercollegiate soccer game took place. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a while. And in 1956, Holland and Spain withdrew from the Olympics in protest against the Soviets and Hungary. You see that a lot in history. It doesn't happen so much anymore. But
yes.
Interesting times in our world's history, that's for sure.
For sure. Now, I guess, you know, what do we have for next week? I mean, what games are coming up this week? And, I mean, what games are you going to be watching, Ork?
Oh, man. There's a game. I was just thinking about this game. I don't want to talk about the high school game I'm going to because that doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard about the gang sign theft was thing has been going on.
That actually
have you heard about that?
That actually involves the Conscience's old high school.
Really? Seriously?
Oh, okay. Yes. I was good. I wanted to check out that game. That's one of the games.
It's going to be a pretty good game. Of course, the schools. If in closes, Stevenson High School and Mays High School. Mm-hmm. This is for the Region 6-5A play-in. This is the Region 6-5A championship. And there was a flyer that put out, and of course, in anyone who knows Atlanta, Mays is from the west side of Atlanta, Stevenson is from the eastern side of Atlanta, and they put up two different hand signals that, of course, are passed as gang signs, and it was made in a different...
Stevenson?
Yeah, just east side. Just east side. Yeah, it is, but it was made in a good gesture, but it was done in poor taste. So that's the only thing with it. But it would be a good game, though.
Yeah, Stevenson was a good school.
I'm just trying to bring that up, but, you know, that's kind of what I'm going to go check out because I haven't been to a high school game since Atlanta, since I've been here. So
I want to go so bad, man. I want to go so bad. You don't understand.
Amazing. Well, I guess you know
what? What about you?
I honestly, I have so many games to be watching this week. Hopefully, you know, I can check out the Falcons. Maybe not. Who knows?
Sunday,
hopefully
4 o'clock.
Hopefully they'll win. Perhaps. We'll see. We'll talk about it next week. And now it's time for Tara to motivate
us. I got another little story for you. Don't worry, Conscience. It's a short one. As a man was passing some elephants, he suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could at any time break away from their bonds, but for some reason they didn't. He saw a trainer nearby and asked why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. The trainer said, "Well, when they were very young and much smaller, we used the same size rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grew up, they got conditioned to believe that they could not break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never tried to break free." No. The man was amazed. These animals could at any time break away from their chains, their ropes, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Like the elephants, how many of us go through life hanging on to a belief that we cannot do something simply because we failed at it just once before? Mm. We should never give up the struggle in life. It's not about perfection, it's about perseverance.
Yes, love it. That was awesome, Tara. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And the game will never be the same.
Game on!
Yay!
Listening to AM 1100, Atlanta's sports.